Well, hear the evidence that the four Karen roommates that Mr. Jansen identified resided in the upper floor of this three-floor apartment where East Armette was moved into. East Armette basically got relegated to the basement. It was cold down there. It was dark down there. Some of the fixtures didn't work so well. None of the roommates wanted to live down there, and so they had the opportunity of living in the upper floor bedrooms. Everyone had equal access to the middle floor. That's where we had a common room and a kitchen. But, Issar was basically the new kid on the block. He was the new refugee guy, so he got to go to the basement. It was kind of segregated that way for the most part during those 30 days, because you'll hear testimony during the trial about the ethnic difference between the Karen subgroup and the Burmese subgroup that my client belongs to. And you'll hear about the linguistic issues. They, for the most part, cannot speak to each other, even though they come from the same general country. The Karen dialect and the Burmese dialect are very, very different. They could communicate a little bit because one or more of the roommates could speak a little Burmese. So the reality I'm talking about is we kind of had a middle floor upstairs situation with four roommates and Issar Met down in the basement. And they didn't really have anything to do with each other. And it appears that the Karen roommates pretty much didn't want anything to do with this new guy from Burma who wasn't part of their same ethnic group. And the four roommates would watch TV together, they'd eat together, then they'd go up to their separate quarters to sleep.